At the Capitol, a state Senate committee has given a green light to a bill that would block transgender people from being able to change the sex on their birth certificates. James Dawson has this update.
The Idaho Senate is moving forward with a bill that the state attorney general's office has said would likely lose in court and cost taxpayers more than $1 million to defend. A similar policy was already found unconstitutional in 2018 when a federal court mandated the state allow people to change the gender marker on their birth certificates. Republican Representative Julianne Young says lawsuits are likely to be filed against her bill if it becomes law.
We don't get to choose who challenges us. We don't get to choose who sues us. What we do get to choose is what we believe as a legislature, because making the law is a legislative role.
Young disagrees with the attorney general's opinion, promising her measure would stand up in court. The bill passed the House last month. If the full Senate signs off on it, it would go to Governor Brad Little's desk for his signature or veto stamp. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.